God gives us grace to give grace to others. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Such a picture of God's grace and love and remarkable compassion. Such a picture is found in the prodigal son parable. Luke 15:20 says, "And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him." The preceding passage featured a phrase which tugged at my heart about the father's indescribable compassion, eagerness, and love. Quote, "But while he was still a long way off," unquote. Think about that. The father didn't stop looking for the prodigal, and even at a long distance, and after such a long time, he saw the son returning. Be encouraged. Our Heavenly Father sees the lost friend or loved one for whom you are praying so desperately. He sees that colleague, that co-worker whose only reference to Jesus Christ is when he swears. He sees that cousin who was hurt by a Judas and mistakenly rejected Christ instead. The Heavenly Father sees. He sees you. He loves you. And he loves your loved ones. Are you running to him or away from him yourself today? Oh, what compassion, restoration, salvation, love, and joy are found with the Father. Run to him and lovingly urge your lost loved ones to run to him with you today. But so-and-so is too far gone, you may feel tempted to say. Well, the enemy wants us to doubt so that we'll stop praying and loving them to Christ. But do not give up, my friends. Look up instead. Look up and give your cares to him, but don't give up. Today, choose to believe Jesus Christ. Pray for the lost. Pray for the found. That we don't get weary as we are continuing to share the good news and obey out of love for the Lord. Share the hope of Christ today. Prayer tip of the week. Pray especially hard for the one that's hardest for you to pray for. Let's pray together now. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you are so merciful, so gracious, and that you give us grace to give grace. As we wait for others to know you, to grow in you, we just pray that you would help us to see them from your perspective. Help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. And help us to love others with your love. Help us to see like you see. And Lord, we pray for all prayer requests on people's hearts. We pray for your best for each one. We pray for our country, our leaders, our pastors. We pray for veterans suffering from all kinds of wounds, invisible and visible. We pray for those in grief. We pray for those in pain. We pray for your best for each person. And we just welcome you, Lord Jesus. We pray with those who are putting their faith in you for the first time. Lord Jesus, come into our hearts. Forgive us of our sin. We repent of sin and turn to you and welcome you. And thank you for welcoming us. We love you. We worship you. Please be our Savior and Lord in every area of our lives. We believe you died on the cross personally for each one of us and that you rose again, conquering sin and death. And we thank you and we praise you. We've put our faith and trust in you alone for salvation and confess you as Lord. We believe you, Lord Jesus Christ, and we bless your name together. In Jesus' name, amen.